Well, all week we've been hearing and seeing shocking images and revelations about Australia's aged care sector and how we care for some of our oldest and most vulnerable Australians. A Four Corners report heard on Monday night from some former aged care workers revealing distressing details about the mistreatment and neglect, broad neglect, of older Australians in some of our aged care facilities. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, kicked off on Sunday with an announcement of a royal commission into the aged care sector, focusing attention on how the system is broken and what needs to be done to fix it. But for a lot of people looking on and contemplating old age, this has been a very nerve-wracking and distressing week as we see and hear these stories. So what options might there be to grow old outside an aged care institution, to grow old in comfort and security? Zoe Ferguson has more.
It might seem there are only two options of where to live out your later years, at home or in a retirement village or nursing home. But there are alternatives, from at-home care to living with housemates. Because increasingly, Australia's ageing population would rather spend their final days at home rather than in an aged care facility. So if you want to stay at home but need specialised care, it can come at a cost. Danielle Robertson is the CEO of DRC Care Solutions, a company she created to help people navigate aged, disability and home care services. She says the cost of at-home aged care vary, depending on if it's government subsidised.
The hourly rate can vary from $50 an hour right through to $80 an hour for in-home care, depending on what's required. If you need a registered nurse, obviously that's quite a bit higher, and that can range from anywhere from $30 an hour to the actual nurse, and that's not an agency-employed nurse, through to like $110 an hour.
She says over her 3 decades in the care sector, the interest in at-home aged care has only increased.
I've seen a dramatic increase in the need for care and the want for care in the home. You can ask a room of 200 people where they want to age, whether they want to move into residential aged care or remain at home. And I can guarantee 100% of those people in that room will be wanting to remain at home. So how can we make that happen? And how can we afford to cover the costs on that basis?
So what should a home to age in look like? Guy Luscombe is an architect and director of GLAD Studio. In 2014, he studied innovative buildings for ageing populations in Europe, culminating in the NANA project, the New Architecture for the New Aged project. It looked at innovative contemporary architecture for the ageing population to identify features that could be used in Australia, and he made a shortlist of features that were common among the buildings.
So the first one was called Windows to the World, which was about, you know, having large windows and lots of light coming into spaces and being able to look out into the world and being connected to the world. Sunny spaces were seen to be happy spaces. The next one I called Space Grace, which was just about flexibility and adaptability and how you could make spaces change over time and suit different purposes. There were two aspects of community. There was sort of, how do you create community? How you connect to the community? Because there's this whole thing about isolation that's really, really important.
It was also important for spaces to feel cosy and intimate and familiar, especially for those living with dementia. Guy Luscombe says cost and a lack of progressive thinking are the main roadblocks to introducing such design in Australia. But given our increasingly ageing population, we need to start designing now.
If you look at the figures and say, yes, well, we've got a rapidly ageing population, but I think the population that is growing older wants to be more involved. And so it may not be seen as a burden. It can actually be seen as an opportunity.
Another option is to stay in your home and share it with a younger person who can help with chores around the house. This is the home share model. Wendy Francis is the manager of community care services at Holdsworth, a member of Home Share Australia and New Zealand Alliance Inc.
Homeshare is a model that helps older people to remain living in their homes and communities for as long as possible. It's been operating successfully now for over 30 years internationally, particularly in the US and the UK. But essentially what it does is matches an older person who's living alone and has rooms to share with a younger person who's happy to live in and provide companionship in return for affordable accommodation.
There's a diligent vetting process, including background checks, to match householders, the older person, with home sharers, the younger person who moves in. And that process incurs a fee because consistent government funding has been difficult to secure. Wendy Francis says home sharing is an attractive option for many ageing Australians because of the desire to age and die at home.
There's currently 100,000 people on the wait list for home care packages. The other aspect that's really important to consider is that there's a growing number of people who are living alone. So the increasing risk of social isolation is certainly a significant issue. Research out of the University of South Australia was showing that social isolation is equivalent to smoking 15 cigarettes a day, and they'll be twice as likely to be prematurely admitted to residential aged care and die an earlier death.
Wendy Francis says women in their 50s are taking up this model at the fastest rate. In Sydney's eastern suburbs, 52-year-old Eve lives at the home owned by 94-year-old Joan as part of the Homeshare program. For Eve, living with Joan is mutually beneficial.
It does cover two aspects of community's problems currently, one with the elderly situation and people feeling lonely and disconnected. It really does help with that. And from my perspective as being a part of a demographic of women that are finding it harder and harder to be in independent homes as well because of the rental situation. So it's kind of like a win-win on that.
And for Joan, having Eve around is great because the house can feel so empty without somebody there.
Oh, I think when you have somebody living nearby, not with you all the time even, you feel less lonely. It's very lonely living on your own.
Another option is to go in with friends and buy a home together that you can all enjoy and age well in. In 2009, Judy Hollingworth and her husband Michael did just that. Along with two other couples, they pooled their assets, bought land and built a home on the mid-north coast of New South Wales.
We started out as that group of six. From that time we first had the idea that we could actually, instead of being subject to an uncertain future, we could create a future that we'd actually like to live. We started getting together. It took us 10 or more years to work out what to do and where and how and have it be a recipe that worked.
The six call themselves the Shedders. Judy is the youngest, almost 69, and Michael is the eldest at 75.
At this point, it looks like our exit would be that one of us dies or that it's because of the health condition of one of the six of us. It's just not viable for that person to live in that environment anymore, but we've got a lot of stages to go before it gets to that.
For the Shedders, the shared living arrangement is founded on maintaining what's important in life. Judy Hollingworth again.
But as you get older, there are three things that really matter and kind of the essence of life. And one is that you have autonomy, you have strong and enjoyable and nourishing social contact, and you're part of a community of people that you care about and that are interesting. And that you have a purpose in life that's worth being alive for. If that's your ground that you're living on, then the rest of it's kind of navigable and manageable and negotiable. And that's what we understood, though we hadn't articulated when we came together and said, let's do this together. We could take care of one another. And we're actually living, I suppose, we're living the dream.
Living all of our dreams. Judy Hollingworth ending that report from Zoe Ferguson.